The U.S. Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights announced in December that it had found Harvard Law School in violation of Title IX, a federal law that bars gender discrimination at educational institutions that receive federal funding. The U.S. Department of Education launched the investigation mainly because Harvard Law students complained about the issue before. Catherine Lehman, Assistant Secretary for the Civil Rights Office, says the school's procedures did not satisfy the legal requirement for prompt and efficient investigations.
The ultimate findings that we reached were that the law school had been using an inappropriate standard for review when investigating allegations of sexual harassment and sexual violence. They also had not ensured training for all personnel who would be involved in investigating complaints.
Harvard Law School had been using what the federal government says is an outdated, clear and convincing standard threshold, which requires a 75% chance that an attack took place. On the same day the results were released, Harvard agreed to adopt a lower burden of proof called a preponderance of the evidence, which requires a little more than 50% chance a student was attacked. Martha Minow, Dean of Harvard Law School, said the agreement recognizes the law school has already taken steps to redress identified shortcomings and foster a learning environment in which everyone is free from sexual misconduct. Some are applauding the new rules. Wendy Murphy, an attorney and adjunct professor at the New England School of Law, says the change at Harvard is important because the university is seen as a leader.
If Harvard is held to account, if Harvard changes its policies in a way that expresses women's full equality and a commitment to respect for their safety and full equality on campus, that reverberates very quickly and very effectively because other schools recognize Harvard as a leader, and not only in terms of substantive knowledge, but as an institution.
But not everyone is supportive of the changes. A letter from 28 Harvard Law professors criticized the new procedures for lacking the basic elements of fairness and due process protections for students accused of sexual assault and sexual harassment. Harvard Law professor Elizabeth Barthollet says many are worried the newly updated policy is too vague.
If two students go out for an evening, have a couple of drinks, and end up engaging in romantic or sexual activity, later one of them decides to complain about it. Again, because of the vagueness in the language and the failure to protect consensual conduct that we think puts students at undue risk.
Recent news stories have increased public interest about the issue of sexual assault on college campuses, which is likely to be debated for some time. Hu Wei, VOA News, Washington.